So the usual suspects are doing great. But you also, in both the sprint day and the distance day, you're loaded up with people scoring points. Speaking of the general team, why do you suspect that is? I mean, it's a great problem to have.
It is. I wish I could give you a better answer, but I joke with coaches on the trail. We talk about how athletes' performances vary from one year to the next, and there's no no notable change in their training. Yet one year they're just smoked, and the next year they're smoking. And they go from slow to fast without really seeming to make any huge changes in their training. And I think as a team, our clubs have done a great job preparing the athletes. And so we've arrived here in Europe with healthy, well-prepared athletes. And from there, if you can get some fast skis on them, then the sky's the limit if they start to absorb the training. And another nice change to our program this year has been we reshuffled some of our staff. We have a new Norwegian working for us who worked for us in 06-07, Per Bjørnstad, who's now also the Bjørnsen's tech, but he's just been a great addition, as well as this Estonian man, Karel Kruser. And combined with the techs that we already have, we've just got such a great dynamic in the wax room. And I think that has allowed for some days where we've had some exceptional skis. And so you have well-prepared athletes, exceptional skis, and the winter can go quite well. It's pretty remarkable that we had one of our best days ever in individual distance, and one of our best skiers, Rosie Brennan, wasn't even on the starting line today. She made a conservative decision. It broke her heart to do it, but she's been just a little under the weather the last 2 days, and I know she could have skied into the top 10 today, even in the health she's in, but I think it could have really set her back. I'm not a fan of racing through illness. On her good day, you know, last year she was sixth here. I think she could have been well inside of that where she prepared. So it was tough to let that one go, but there's a Tour de Ski coming for her, and I think as soon as she made the decision to hang it up for the day, then she was able to start looking ahead, and we just saw her. She stopped by the wax room after the race and said hi to everybody, and she seems like she's in a good spot. So, but to have a couple young guns in Julia and Haley ski as well as they did this weekend is one of the most satisfying parts of being a coach, is when the developing athletes start to break through. You have coaches from many nations coming to say congratulations, and not even to us about Jesse's podium, but about the developing skiers that are breaking through, because they also know how hard it is. And then you have Rosie Frankowski in the low 20s today, skiing where she knows she can, but knowing you can and actually getting that result, those things need to meet up at some point. And now she can take that and build some confidence and really, really move forward. So very happy for her as well.
Here's a question, just talking about, like, you just referenced, like, the waxing or wax tech culture in the bus, for example. Like, how does that culture play out? Is it, and again, I don't want to pass judgment, like a top-down model is a bad model. Oftentimes when you have lots of variables and people in play, like a top-down model is the most effective. You know, another model might be like a horizontal model, where anybody in the room at any time can be a voice of dissent and has equal leverage. Yeah, so I'm curious, like, how does that play out in the wax bus when you guys are discussing what may or may not be working?
Yeah, I think we have a pretty special setup where our head coach has just as much responsibility in the testing as does any one of our actual wax techs. And so on a day when we hit the wax, it's a group success. And on a day when we miss the wax, it's a shared failure. And I definitely notice tension between coaches and servicemen on some other teams where there isn't that shared labor on race day when the tensions get high. And we are really enjoying our system. It's tough as a group when we miss it, but it's really gratifying as a group when we hit it like we did this weekend.